For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Seniors move with ease through a drive-through COVID vaccination site in a Lowcountry church parking lot. Here, under tents, pharmacists load syringes, drawing every drop of the Pfizer vaccine from tiny vials.
When you get down to the bottom of the vial, it's a lot of pressure.
Then nurses nearby quickly get shots into eager arms.
Pinch. All done.
All done.
The vaccination site is like an assembly line, a well-oiled machine. If only making an appointment to get here was as easy.
It takes sometimes hours and hours to get one appointment because you have to keep refreshing and hoping a spot opens up.
Jennifer Champy has been staring at her computer for days, trying to help seniors like her mom sign up to get vaccinated. Champy knows what it's like to navigate the healthcare system alone. She has a rare, life-threatening disease. She says the system to sign up for vaccines is complicated, even more so for seniors. Many know little about computers, smartphones, or email.
My heart is shattered for all the people that I think of that don't have the connections of even knowing someone that knows someone that knows how to do it.
Champy has been working hard to make appointments for dozens of seniors in her Sun City community. Some, she says, desperately need surgery, but have to wait until they are vaccinated. She scours the internet, even sets up multiple email accounts in her name for seniors just so they can register. It's tedious and time-consuming, but finally she gets appointments for everyone.
And then when I did, Buford canceled them all. So that was not so great.
Kurt Gambla is the chief medical officer at Buford Memorial Hospital.
Yeah, it's frustrating for the patients. It's frustrating for us as well, again, because we try to schedule based on what we think we will have.
He says yes. The hospital recently had to cancel 6,000 appointments because officials thought they would have more vaccine than they did. The hospital has reached out to the State Department of Health and to Pfizer. It now knows it can count on roughly 1,400 vaccine doses a week. But is that enough, especially now that the governor has expanded eligibility to those 65 and older? And what about new variants that have been found, mutations of the virus said to spread more easily?
Eventually, we will get the vaccine and everybody's arm that needs it. But I think for the foreseeable future, there is going to be a backlog. There's going to be more people scheduled and more people wanting it than we have in any given week.
In the meantime, Gambler recommends people continue to wear masks and socially distance.
It's hard, and I know everybody's doing the best they can, but our seniors are our most prized possession, or they should be, and they should be taken care of better than this.
Champy says she has since found new appointments for her growing group of seniors, although some are as far out as April. She encourages others to volunteer and help seniors who are struggling, like her mother once did.
It's been crazy with my friends. They just have no knowledge. It's all rumors. Like somebody will say, oh, I think you have to do this, or I think you have to do that.
Charlene Powers lives with her daughter, whose life-threatening illness has compromised her immune system. The 80-year-old worries more about getting her sick. She says she misses being with friends, but knows what she wants to do first once she and her daughter are fully vaccinated.
So I'm looking very forward to going to church. That's my dream.
Until the pandemic, Powers says she hadn't missed a day of church in 50 years. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.